Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. And we're talking about the census, and I received an email asking me, you know, my thoughts on it. And so I'm just sharing those with the class today. By the way, tomorrow, Gwyneth Isaacs will be live in Australia. She'll be telling you about the update of the beginning of the apocalypse in Australia. No exaggeration. Thursday, Doc Ram will be with us, and he will be giving us his knowledge to survive. And on Friday, it's just going to be me for 2 hours, and I'm going to tell you a lot of things that you may not have considered for your preparedness and your survival, and things that I think you need to know. So, and by the way, USA Prepares is increasing in numbers in terms of our ranking, and I think that's because people have figured out that they need to know some things that they didn't feel like knowing before. So we have some new students joining us. Thank you for being here. Okay, so when I was in Virginia, my son rode across the field, and he said, there's a guy who wants to talk to me about the census. So I said, all right, send him over. And so this guy drove across the fields, and there was a creek between me where I was baling hay with this tractor. I had a 1,000-pound baler on behind me, and I was baling hay, and dust is coming out, and it's just approaching the point where I want to stop for the day. And so this guy is following me with his pickup truck, and I'm frosted. Like, who is this jerk who is following me on my field with his pickup truck? Who does he think he is? So I finished the bale. I got off the tractor, and I said, what's up? And he said he was about the census, and I said he said that they didn't receive it, and I said they needed more information. He said he needed more information. I said, I already sent it in. He said, well, I need to go through it with you. I said, I already sent it in. He said, I need to go through it with you. I said, I already sent it in. He said, well, how many people live here? I said, I already sent it in. And so he went down question after question. I said, look, I'm only going to tell you what's required by law. I'm not giving you any more information. I said I enumerated how many people live in our house and how many people live in our parents' house. That's it, period, the end of story. And so this guy went through all the questions, and I answered the same way. I already sent it in. I already sent it in. I already sent it in. Finally, he left. Okay? Now, they will send people to your house. They will spare no expense harassing you if they don't think that you did what they want you to do. Now, let me give an example of that census. There are two. There's a short form, and there's a long form. We won the lottery. Praise the Lord, we won the lottery. It's 40 pages. 40.
Oh, my God.
I'm not exact. I'm going to read. I downloaded it just to share this. So it's 40 pages. The last two are blank, and the first page is instructions. So figure out, you know, it's just 3 pages less, 37 pages. So page number 1, list of persons. Please be sure you've answered question number 1 on the front page before continuing. List of persons. Person number 1, last name, first name, middle initials. Okay. Now, there are boxes, so you can draw letters in these boxes for the names. You know, they want to make sure that they can read what you have typed. Actually, optical scanning and optical recognition is what they would use for this form. So, for example, page number 1, person number 1, last name, first name, middle initial. Person number 2, same thing. Person number 3, same thing. Person number 4, all the way up to person number 12. Okay, that's just page number 1. And page number 2, they want a little more specific information about person number 1.
Yeah.
They want to know what is the telephone number of the person, area code number. They want to know whether it's male or female. They want to know the date of birth. And this is really interesting, and it'll get more interesting as I continue a little bit more. They want to know the date, month, day, and year of birth. Then they want to know, is this person Hispanic, Spanish, Hispanic, Latino?
Yeah.
So it's no, not Spanish, Hispanic, or Latino. Yes, Mexican, Mexican-American, or Chicano. Yes, Puerto Rican. Yes, Cuban, or yes, other. And then they want to know what that is. Then they want to know, what is the race of this person? Is the person white, or black, African-American, or Negro? That's the word they used. Black, African-American, or Negro. American, Indian, or Alaskan Native, and print the name of the tribe. Then they want to know, check the box, Asian Indian, Chinese, Filipino, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese, other Asian. They want to print the race, whatever that is. Native Hawaiian, a Chamorro, Samoan, or other Pacific Islander. They want to know if it's another race besides that. They want to know the person's marital status. Now married, widowed, divorced, separated, or never married. Then they want to know, at any time since February 1st of 2000, has this person attended regular school or college? Yes, has attended. Yes, has attended public school or public college. Yes, private school or private college. Now, let me just go on to near the end of this. Okay, this is 38 pages of fill in the blanks. This is page number 23.
Can I ask a question real quick here, Vince, before you start on here? Because I don't have that in front of me here, but do they make any mention of the LGBTQ as their little group itself, or your household? Is it a union? Have they gotten into that area?
I don't have that in front of me, and I didn't fill it out. I just put the number of people who lived in the house at that date, and that's all, and I sent it in. But, I wouldn't do it. So, page number 23. Some of the questions, I'm just going to read some of them, not all of them, because it'll take forever. I could not read this census in 2 hours. I could not do it. I'm not kidding, class. So they want to know what grade level was this person attending? Nursery school, preschool, kindergarten. And you have to check these boxes. Grade 1 through grade 4, grade 5 through grade 8, grade 9 through grade 12, college, undergraduate, freshman to senior, graduate school, professional, law school. They want to know the diplomas. They want to know whether it's an AA, an AS, a BA, an AB, a BS, a master's degree, a master's in science, English, master's in education, master's in social work, MBA. I'm not kidding. Is this person a citizen of the United States? When did this person come to live in the United States?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm not kidding. So it's literally 38 pages of fill in the blanks and 2 pages that are blank, so it's 40 pages. So all I did, class, and I'm not recommending you do this. I'm just telling you this is what I did. I just enumerated how many people lived here and sent it in. Page 25 wants to know how did this person usually get to work last week? Car, truck, or van? Check that. Bus or trolley bus, streetcar or trolley car, subway or elevated, railroad, ferry boat, taxi cab, motorcycle, bicycle, walked, worked at home, or another method. Is this invasive? You have to tell me.
Yeah. Well, let's also not forget that Donald Trump is, that it's illegal to ask if you are here in this country illegally. So, you know, again, you want numbers, but you don't want the true numbers. I have a serious problem with that. That it's illegal to find out who's in your country. Amazing. Amazing.
Okay. So, page, what page is this? And you can download this if you want to look at it, class. Page 27. They want to know, for person number, you know, the person number 4, it happens to be on page 27, interest, dividends, net rental income, royalty income, or income from estates and trusts. Report even small amounts for this person. So how much money did this person get? Was it profit?
Isn't that part of your taxes for when you do your tax? So why are they asking that question a second time to verify what you told them the first time on your tax forms? That was correct.
It absolutely, positively could be. And they want to know how much Social Security or railroad retirement you have, supplemental security income. They want to know any public assistance or welfare payments. They want to know retirement, survivor, or disability pensions. This is on page 27. You have to fill in these numbers. They want to know any other source of income regularly received, such as veterans payments, unemployment compensation, child support, alimony. Okay. Then they want to know what was the person's total income. Then they want to know if are there any more people living here. Then they want to know the person's what is the person's name from page 5. Then they want to know how is this person related to person number 1. Is it a husband, a wife, natural born son or daughter, adopted son or daughter, stepson, stepdaughter, brother, sister, father, mother, grandchild, parent-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, or other? And be exact in the relationship if it's another. If not related to person number 1, is it a roomer, a housemate, a roommate, unmarried partner? Huh. I guess that's the LGBT thing that you asked about. Foster child, other non-relative. Was this person a male or female? And what is the age of this person? And then, of course, they want to know Spanish, Hispanic, Latino. They want to know education. This is invasive. Okay. Does this person speak a language other than English at home? Yes or no? What is the language? Fill in the blank. Okay. How well does this person speak English? Very well, well, not well, not at all. Where was this person born? Is this person a citizen? How did this person come to live in the United States? Or when? Excuse me, when? This is as invasive as can be. And I didn't fill it out.
Well, that's why the guy came and hunted you down in your field.
Twice. Twice. So then, yeah. So finally, we sent him on his way. Now, who was he? Well, he was a retired police officer. Big guy, used to telling people what to do. You know, that kind of guy?
Yeah.
All right. So then we moved to Missouri. Get the census. I fill it out with the enumeration. How many people live here on that date? I put the number in. Send it in. Then they send somebody over here. And they send this gal, a black gal. And I'm telling you this not because of racism. I'm telling you because there's a specific reason why I'm mentioning this. Where we live, there's nobody that lives here. Okay, pretty much everybody knows everybody. There's only 100 people in the whole town. So everybody knows, you know, what you're going to wear based on what's on the line, you know, the clothesline, you know, the day before. So they sent this, and there are very few blacks that live in this part of Missouri. Less than 1%. So if you go to McDonald's, you know, when you traditionally see all different colors and sizes and shapes, there are hardly any black people working behind the counter at McDonald's in this part of the world. And I'm very serious. And I'm not being racist. I'm just telling you the way it is. So they sent this gal, and she was black, and she came to the door, and she had a clipboard. I was upstairs, and I had my 45 on my... I walk around with my 45. And so she came to the door, and Mrs. Finelli answered the door, and it was getting close to dark. It was on a weekend. And I came down, and she looked at me, and she had her clipboard. She said, "Do you know where so-and-so lives?" And I said, "No, I don't." So maybe up the street or up the road there's a gal who might know, but I don't know that name. So she said, "I already went there, and they don't know." So I said, "Well, let me walk you to your car." She said, "Anything else?" "No." So let me walk you to your car because I have some dogs. And they recognize people who are not familiar. We'll be right back with the rest of the story.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us, and we're talking about the census and my reaction and how I complied. And I did comply, but I didn't over-comply. So, this, as I mentioned, there are very few blacks who live in this area. It's mostly farmers. And, frankly, I don't know many black farmers. I just don't. And so this gal came in, and she asked me where someone lived. She had a clipboard, and I didn't know, so I asked her if she needed anything else, and she said no. And you know, she showed up on our farm unannounced. Unannounced, uninvited. Okay? And so I said, well, let me walk you to your car, because I've got some dogs here, and they don't recognize you. And so I gave her an escort to her car, and she had this bumper sticker on her car, and she had brown packing tape over it. And I thought that was really kind of odd. Who would put a bumper sticker on the car and put fresh packing tape over it? But that's what she did. And she left. A few weeks later, this white gal showed up. And Mrs. Finelli said, there's somebody at the door for you. And now this gal came to the front door. Nobody comes to the front door. They usually come to a different door, side door, back door. She came to the front door. And so I looked out the window before I went out there. And again, I was dressed as I usually am. I had my 45 on my side. And I'm at home. This is my house, my farm. And so she had her door open. Her car was pointed to, away from the house like she was going to make a quick getaway. The engine was running. The door was open. And she was at the front door. And so I walked around the house and I greeted her and I said, what's up? She said she was here from the census. And I said, what's up? She said, well, I need to answer you to answer some questions. I said, I already sent it in. She said, well, she had this printout, this green bar printout, and I was on the list. And she was coming to visit me. And so I said, what's the problem? What's up? And she said, well, I need to go through these questions. And I said, I already sent it in. Same thing I did when I was in Virginia. Same dialogue. And I said, so why are you here? She said, well, on this report, it says that you are uncooperative, you are hostile, and you had a gun. And I said, well, some of that's true. The part about the gun is true. But the rest of it's not true. And I'm outraged, and I'm furious, and I want to know who put that on that report, and I want their name right now. And she wouldn't tell me. She said, I don't know. I said, okay, well, I'm going to get that person fired. Because I know I can describe that person. That person was here. Because that's not true. And I will not let that stand. Because it's not true. And it's in their database that I'm uncooperative and hostile. And I was very cooperative. And I was friendly. I even gave this invader an escort. Well, anyway, it took me days to track this person down. Here's what they do. They send somebody from out of town. Because they don't want your neighbor coming to harass you. They want some other person coming to harass you. Because then you're going to hate your neighbor for harassing you.
Right.
That's what they do. So the bottom line was, I didn't over comply with that either. I put exactly what the number of people were here. And, you know, she said, well, how many, let's go through some of these questions. I said, I already filled it out. She said, well, how many Mexicans live here? I said, I'm not going to tell you.
I'm just curious, what do you think was under that packing tape on the car, that bumper sticker? What do you think that was?
I think that was Barack Hussein Obama.
Could have been.
Oh, I believe it was.
You can't peel those stickers off, by the way. I mean, you have to take a heat gun to them or something.
Yeah,
or
a jackhammer. Yeah. Well, so the bottom line is we were invaded twice. So now it's really kind of nice because the gate's locked. Now, if someone invades us, we will have evidence and, you know, of trespass. Okay? And you know, she was annoyed. The second guy was kind of annoyed. And I said, look, you came to my farm. You're not invited. You don't have permission to be here. You don't have an appointment. You just showed up.
Right.
I said, what do you expect? What do you expect me to do? You expect me to welcome people to my farm whom I don't know? You expect that? You expect me to not be armed? Are you kidding? I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. And you show up.
That's right. How did she respond to that?
Very, just, you know, I mean, what's she going to say? I mean, I've got a 45 and she doesn't.
I got a question when we come back.
Yeah, but she invaded our farm twice.
Yeah.
Now, these are minimum wage people. Now, she showed up a second time when she said, second time she asked for, hey, do you know where such and such lives? And she said, because I was helpful. And I was helpful. But I was not cooperating. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the coronavirus as it spreads across the U.S. About 7 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area have now been told to shelter in place for at least the next 3 weeks. which means staying indoors, except for essential travel like going out to get groceries or medicine. Democratic presidential primary voters will go to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. As scheduled today, Ohio is supposed to host a primary as well. But now state officials have ordered polling locations closed because of the outbreak. Florida will be the big prize today with 219 delegates. President Trump urging Americans to pull together to get through this crisis.
We're doing a very professional job. We've been working with the governors and the mayor's local government at every level. We have FEMA totally involved.
USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Steve Elkins is with us, and if you'd like to listen to his broadcast, it's on Sundays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time on republicbroadcasting.org. Steve, you had a question for me?
Yeah. How, have you ever heard of someone being arrested for not complying with the census? Have you ever heard anybody arrested for that?
I've heard of people being threatened with arrest, specifically me. Mm-hmm. And when I lived in Virginia, they threatened me, but not for this. There's another census that I was threatened with the rest, and that was, it's called the agricultural census.
Right.
So, and we win the lottery all the time. We get the long form. And the agricultural census, if you have not experienced one of those, I read for about an hour one day just a small portion of the agricultural census. Let me just give you a feel for what that is. And they did threaten me because I refused to fill that out. No, I didn't even put a number down. I just refused to fill it out. Because the agricultural census asks, how big is your farm? I'm giving you just a short, it's 16 pages. The size of your farm, how many chickens, goats, sheep, cows, horses, other animals, how many do you have, how many do you intend to have, how many people make decisions on the farm. Of those people who make decisions, what percentage does each one make? So, for example, let's say it were a household with a father and a mother and two, let's say, 15-year-old children or 15 and 16. You know, how much of the decisions does the father make in a percentage? How much does the mother make? How about the children? What percentage do they make? How many people do you hire? How much do you pay them? What do they do? Where do they do it? How many tractors do you have? How many horsepower are each of the tractors? What are the makes and models of the tractors? How much hired labor do you have? Do you farm other properties besides your own? If so, how many acres are they? And what do you farm? And they have about 99 to 100 different crops that you can raise. And they want to know what percentage and how many acres of these crops are raised where. I mean, it is invasive. They want to know what implements you have. They want to know the age of the tractors. There's a category below 40 horsepower, 40 horsepower to 100 horsepower, and 100 horsepower and greater. And what is the make, year and model of each of those tractors in each of those categories. So if you look at that, you know, that 40-page census form that I was just talking about with you in the class, how long would it take to fill that out? Maybe a day. They're not getting a day of my time for free. And when I fill out my government-required voluntary tax forms, like the 1040 or the state tax form or the county tax form, I tell them that if they have any questions, I'm available and I'll be glad to help them, and that my rate is, it varies. It's, you know, between $100 an hour and $250 per hour, and with an 8-hour minimum. So if they call me, they have triggered that, and now they owe me 8-hour minimum at that rate. Because that's what I write that on the bottom of the form, and I sign it. So I put them on notice that, you know, if you want my help, I'll help you. But there's a charge. Because if I want to go for my license, if I want to go for a registration renewal, no matter what I want, they want money from me. So I think it's only fair. And by the way, class, there's something called a public servant questionnaire. You can look that up. Public Servant Questionnaire. And there's one from the freedom-school.com. Freedom-school.com. And it says that an American does not have to speak with a government agent unless the citizen has been arrested. Americans have a right to privacy, to be left alone. Okay? So now, if you are going to speak with a government person, agent or employee, you can print this out. It's a PDF. You can print it out. And it's a really interesting question. It's kind of like what they do to you, but it's only one page. It's really handy. So, you know, if you get pulled over by the police, or if you have one of these gals show up at your house and wants you to fill out or talk to you about the census, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to have these ready, and I'm going to hand it to them. I'm not going to say anything. And it says Public Servants Questionnaire. Refer to the Privacy Act of 1974. And there are boxes that you can fill out. First box, public servant full name, ID number, driver's license number, badge number, residence address. So this asks them, where do you live? Street, city, state, zip. Office mail. you know, street, city, state, zip, employing agency or department, supervisor's name, and then there are boxes that, you know, nice and easy to check. Will a public service servant uphold the Constitution of the United States of America? Yes or no? Will a public servant furnish a copy of the law or regulation which authorizes this investigation? Yes or no? Will a public servant read aloud the portion of the law authorizing questions a public service servant will ask? Yes or no? What prerogative does a citizen have in answering these, giving answers to the public servant? Voluntary or mandatory? And check the box. So it goes on and on and on, and ask the public servant these questions. And then there's a wet ink signature of the public servant, and the witness, name and signature, and the dates. Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah, right. Amazing. Hey, by chance, on that 40 pages you have there, is there anything about trying to figure out the religions, different religions in this country? How many people are Catholic or Hindu or Buddhist or anything? Is there anything on there with the religion?
Let me look through quickly. They want to know about education. They want to know about race and color. You're asking about creed. Let's see. That's an interesting one. How many people, including this person, usually rode to work in a car, truck, or van last week? Drove alone, or two people in there, three people in there, four people, five or six or seven or more.
Uh-huh.
What time does this person usually go to work last week? What time? Can you imagine that? How many minutes did it take to get to work? I'm looking for your question.
Well, they're trying to find out who carpools to.
Yeah.
With the mass transportation that they have planned with smart trains and smart this and smart that, they're trying to figure out the future, what they're going to take away and put you in to corral the herd together and how you're going to be moved around. That's what they're
figuring out. I can't find that quickly, the answer about creed. Well, let's see. What is this person's ancestry or ethnic origin? Now, the reason I'm reading that is because it says, and it gives you some choices, so it can help you. So if you get confused, and if you don't know if you're Italian or Jamaican or African American, or that's what it says, African Am. I guess that stands for American, Cambodian, Cape, Norwegian, Dominican, French, Canadian, Haitian, Korean, Lebanese, Polish, Nigerian, Mexican, Taiwanese, Ukrainian, and so on. So I don't know at this point if it asks what your creed is, but it does ask you indirectly what your ancestry is. So if you were to say Italian, you could be pretty sure it's Roman Catholic. Okay.
Right. Right.
Okay. And if you're based on where you live, you know, around here, they could probably figure out that if you're white, you're probably a Baptist. They want to know the location where the person worked last week. They want to.
The religion thing. I think I asked about the religion. Was we know that Barack Hussein Obama there used the IRS to infiltrate religious organizations that disagreed with his policies, and I'm just wondering if they're going that down the rabbit hole to make the database to figure out, you know, all this stuff for political strategy, always a political strategy of how we can be the most dominant, you know, whether it's Republican or Democrats, Trump fighting for who's going to control it all. And I think a lot of the stuff is just, it's not necessary. It's not important. And I agree with you. You know, we're Americans. Are we Americans or are we not Americans? But no, we are broken down into groups of black, Latino, this and that. And but just you try to point that out, and you're called a racist. But they're probably the biggest racist. You know, they're experiencing, they're actually practicing racism by doing that. I like to think of everybody as Americans. I don't see a guy come to my house. He's a black guy. You know, my neighbor, he's a good guy. And I don't see color. And I hope he doesn't see color with me. We're good friends. We do stuff together, and he helps me. I help him. We're Americans. And I'm a little tired of this double standard of, they can do whatever they want, the government. But if you recognize somebody that may be color, then you're racist, but they're allowed to do it themselves all the time. I'm a little tired of it, and I'm not going to comply either. I'm going to be just like you, Vincent. I'm going to say my answers down at the bottom. I'll put a little asterisk. I said, here's, talk to Vincent. He knows everything about it. I'll put down at the bottom of mine, talk to Vincent. He'll finish the rest of this for me.
Well, the census requires you to enumerate how many people live at that address on a specific date period. That's it. Yeah. And I'm willing to say that. I think, you know, there is some value. I'm not sure how valuable, but there is some value knowing how many people live in a particular country. I think there, sure. and that's why we had it. But what grade they finished, how many people are in the carpool, where they worked, how much money they got from all these different sources, that's not part of the census. And in terms of agricultural census, where'd that come from? And literally, they've threatened me.
Hey, on your agriculture census, did it mention how many dogs and cats were on your property, too?
I believe it does. I believe it does indirectly. Here's an interesting thing. They want to know, in the census of 2000, is there telephone service available at this house, apartment, mobile home from which you can make and receive phone calls, yes or no? Okay. Which fuel is used most for heating this house, apartment, or mobile home? Gas from underground pipes serving the neighborhood, gas bottled tank or LP, liquid petroleum, electricity, fuel oil, kerosene, etc., coal or coke, wood, solar energy, other fuel, or no fuel used. How many automobiles, vans, trucks, and of one ton capacity or less are kept at home for use by family members? None. One, two, three, four, five, six, or more. So they want to know how many vehicles you have. Now, maybe someone who's a lot smarter could tell me why that is on the census, how many vehicles you have. How many acres are in this house or mobile home? Less than one? 1 to 9.9, 10 or more.
Wow.
What were the actual sales of agricultural products from this property? None. 1 to 999, 1,000 to 2499, 2,500 to 4999, 5,000 to 9999, or 10,000 or more.
Well, you know, Vincent, you could miss a harvest. You could miss a harvest filling this thing out.
Not only that, if you sign that this is correct and you make a mistake, you could be liable for I don't know what. And I'm not willing to do it. And by the way, when I send those forms in, I say this is an estimate.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, very quickly, before we put Robert on in Kansas, if you download a copy of the United States Census, year 2000, you'll see on page one it says, start here. Please use a black or blue pen. How many people were living or staying in this house, apartment, or mobile home on April 1st, 2000? Then there's a box where you can write a number. Okay, that's what I did. I put that number in there. That's what I did. And I refused to fill out the rest of it. And when the government asked me for numbers of things that I have to fill out, like in the case of where we live in Missouri, they want to know for personal property taxes, they want to know how many cows we have. Frankly, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. And I don't know any farmer who really does know. So, and then it says, you know, that I affirm that this is absolutely correct. So what I do is I put a line through that and I say, I don't know the number. But the language I use is, this is an estimate, actual is unknown. And then I sign it. Because I am not going to be putting myself in jeopardy and potential arrest for having the wrong number. Because they've got satellite photos. And they could say, well, we can help you count. And you know your number's wrong. So I give them an estimate. I tell them this is what I think it is. And I let them deal with it. Because I am not willing to voluntarily put a gun to my head. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Steve Elkins and me. Hey. You know, I can't hear you, Robert. Robert, are you there? Hey, Robert. No. Well, I can. I can hear. It's really, really muffled. Try it again. Tell you what. Let me put you on hold. I'll put you right back on the air. Hold on. Okay, how about now? Nope. No, I cannot. Let me look at the meters. Give me 1 second. Multitasking here, lots of computers. Okay, say it again.
Hello?
No, I cannot. Would you call back? I'm going to disconnect Robert. Call back real quickly. Okay, Robert just disconnected. Steve Elkins, any comments about what I've said about I draw a line through the, I solemnly swear this is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because I can't do that, because I really don't know. So I cross that out.
You know, you're using what the politicians always say, to my recollection, this is the best that I know. I mean, and it works for them, right? So to the best of my knowledge, is not a lie. It could be a lie of omission, but they'd never know that. But yeah, it's a good excuse to say, hey, to the best of my recollection, this is what I know. That's all you can say, and that if it works for a politician, it should work for you.
Right. All right, let's try Robert in Kansas. Robert, are you there? Robert? Robert, it's not working. I'm sorry. Jason, do you know why this is not working? Okay. Okay. We're trying, Robert. But you're really muffled. Jason is testing. Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, we got you. Okay, that's working.
Hey, Vince, I'm sorry about that. I had a quote for Steve real quick. I think he would like it. And it goes like this. Intolerance is the most masculine of all virtues and the father of civilization. I think he would like that. It's about intolerance. Mm-hmm. Vincent, the coronavirus situation seems to be, to me, a type of coup by world government, UN level, against a resurgent United States economy, dollar, everything like that, to go ahead and take down, you know, the nation state so they can bring in their government, right? Like strong nation states like Russia, America pose a threat to them because they can't bring in world government over them. If someone else still has any sovereignty, right? So that's what I think it is, kind of a coup, like try to crash the economy and then have to say, okay, now we have a worldwide problem, the Hegelian dialectic, right? Worldwide problem needs a worldwide solution. So then international bodies would be then making the law, essentially, the policy. And then I feel like, Vincent, they would mandate a vaccine. That vaccine would have nanotech in it. And it would be the mark of the beast. If you don't have it, you can't buy and sell. And so, yeah, it gets really deep into that. But, yeah, I think that's where we're going, man. This is a crazy time. And I just pray and I hope that we can hold our economy together and we hold our supply chain together and things like that. Because, man, you have all these corporations, what they're doing. Like, if they pull all the strings at once, Vincent, I mean, I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what we're going to do. Because,
what do you mean if they pull all the strings at once? They are pulling all the strings at once, Robert. If you look at the airlines, the airlines are on the verge of bankruptcy in 2 weeks from now. Okay, gold and silver are down. They should be skyrocketing. The stock market dropped 3,000 points yesterday. It's up 645 points right now. There's no reason for the market to be up. There is fear everywhere. Everywhere. I read the Dow Jones Industrial list of corporations. They're all down. Every single one is down for the year. We are in deep trouble. And let me give you the proof. Real simple. Just try to buy a bag of flour, any size, 4 pounds, 5 pounds, 25 pounds. Just try. Just try it. Look on the internet. See if you can find it. It's unavailable. It's unobtainium. Flour is unobtainium. So is dried milk, powdered milk. We are really, really in deep trouble. Steve Elkins, thank you for being with us. Robert, thank you for being with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.